It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Driftwood Lanes Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. And now your host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Haworth.
Welcome into week 6 of the high school football season. The Mount Home Football Bombers on the road tonight at Jacksonville as they continue 6A East Conference play. Tough matchup against the Titans. We'll talk about that, review last week's game against Pine Bluff. Well, we continue here in just a moment on the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Forget fuzzy investment approaches. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we can help you build an investment plan around your real-life needs and goals. With the help of our innovative investment planning technology, we'll construct a plan that's flexible enough to adapt to whatever life has in store for you, and you'll get regular updates on your progress toward your goals. It's investment planning that revolves around you, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Maddy, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
8 years in a row, winner for the best plumbing company in the Twin Lakes area is Dewey & Sons Plumbing. That's right, Dewey & Sons is number one again. Alfred and Chad Dewey and their staff want to say thank you for your continued trust in them. When it comes to plumbing, call the number one plumbing company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, located on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Call the plumber number, 425-4868. That's the plumber number, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons Plumbing, serving the Twin Lakes area for over 39 years.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers get set to take on Jacksonville tonight. First, though, we get to talk things over about last week's game. And, Brian, just first off, overall, your thoughts on last week's loss to Pine Bluff?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're playing one of the best teams in the state, and not just 6A. They would compete in 7A at a high level. But so we knew it was a challenge going in, especially the defensive side of the ball for Pine Bluff is just phenomenal. And they've just got athletes all over the place, and they're well coached, and they're organized. And so, you know, going into the game, I don't think anybody gave us a chance. And, you know, our kids came out opening drive and did some good things. And defensively. Just some things that have been a weakness for us all year, I thought, got exposed. And but you know, it's, you know, it's a good way to get better when you play great competition. I know in any sport that you play, you want to play the best to improve. And you know, it's the big thing for us was to get out of there healthy and you know, get better for this week. And I thought we did that. Disappointed with you know, we couldn't get them off the field a few more times. Mm-hmm. On, you know, our defense couldn't get them off the field a few more times. But you know, you got to tip your hat to a team when, you know, sometimes you just got to admit it. Team was better, and they outplayed us, and but it was a good, you know, big challenge for us, and I do think we improved from it.
I was impressed because they lost so many starters from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I tell you what, there wasn't a drop off, was there?
No, I didn't see one. No. If anything, I thought offensively they'd improved from a year ago. You know, last year they really struggled. I thought finding a passing game, and they really depended on their you know, read option game out of the gun. And so I thought, well, if they're that one dimensional again this year, maybe we can load the box. And quarterback made me eat my words. I didn't think he threw it as well as he ran it, and I think he had two incompletions the whole night. Real accurate, you know, great pocket presence. I mean, right. I'm sitting there going, prototypical pocket passer that can run. We didn't make him run either, so that, yeah. You know, but they have great receivers, great offensive line. Their offensive line was sharp. You know, obviously they're talented. You know, they get some big kids that are quick, but their technique was just, and their execution was really good.
Well, let's talk about the game. They go down and score on their first possession to take the early lead. I love the way that the Bombers responded, put together a great drive. It didn't get any points, and it ended on giving the ball back on downs. But what a great opening drive against that good defense.
Well, we've had a lot of comments this week about, hey, you guys, you think about switching to the dead tee? You guys are in the dead tee. And, you know, we didn't run one play out of that set. We were in the dead tee the entire first drive and really stayed in it most of the first half. But we didn't run anything that we don't run in our normal offense. We just condensed our splits and got in a different backfield shape. But, you know, that first drive, you know, was just – it was a thing of beauty, really, and until we had a procedural penalty and it put us behind the down and distance. But, yeah, we got out right off the bat, just zero negative yards.
Right.
Everything went forward, even if it was just two. You know, we had a couple of plays that went for two. We had some go for 8, 10, 4, and we were running the clock, and they couldn't stop us. And that's – I'm watching us drive the ball against, I have no doubt, the best defense in 6A. And they couldn't stop it. That you saw some panic a little bit.
Right.
They started getting onto each other, and that's what you know, things are going well for us when you start seeing frustration. And we were seeing some of that out of their kids. And you know, we had the procedural penalty, put us behind the chains. That's ultimately what ended the drive. We got enough yards after the penalty to get a first down. Had we not had the penalty, but
right.
So that ended the drive. But I was really proud of that. Our time of possession was really good. The problem for us was we let them score too quickly, too often in the first half. But that was as much about them, I thought, as it was us. But I was really proud of the opening drive, really was. The offense, I think, if we can continue to do that, we're going to have a chance to be successful the back half of the season.
Now you talked about exactly where I was going to go with the next question, because you ate up over 7.5 minutes mm-hmm. on an opening drive, and then they get it back, and it takes 18 seconds, and
right.
they score. And that's what, you know, some folks don't understand. They say, why don't you throw the ball around? Let's have fun on offense. There's a reason that you're running this offense like you are.
No doubt. If we, you know, and let's just be honest about it. I mean, there's been games over the past. I've been here a long time. I've watched Bomber football my whole life.
Right.
And, you know, we've given up 84. We've given up 76. We've given – and that always happens when we're hurry up, no huddle, throwing the ball around. We're not going to get in a track meet against teams like that and win. Now,
right.
we may score more points. It may be more fun to watch for some people, but we're not going to win those football games. Very odd. It's very rare. And, you know, you go back to the Marion shootout several
right.
years ago. I mean, our offense, it was just phenomenal that night, and we still lost the game. And
right.
it just, and that to me was about as good as it could have gone for us. And so, you know, that, yeah, it was that first drive. We come off that first drive, and they get, you know, we have the penalty, it stalls out, and they score just like, I think, like you said, 18 seconds.
Right.
And we come out on the field defensively and just had a misalignment. We could have told you exactly what play they were going to run. Our kids could have told you exactly what play was coming by the formation they were in, but we lined up wrong, and it's one of those deals. And it's sure enough, they hit us right in that seam, and if they run that power, they block down, kick out, and run right in C gap, and we spun down outside our outside linebacker, and you know, it's just one of those deals. You just, against a team like that, any little mistake, and that's where I'm going with that, just one little mistake, and they make you pay. And that's, you have to be sharp at what you do. I thought as it went on, we got better. But again, it's just that's the story of the season for us so far. Four quarters of total execution is what we need.
I want to talk about the drives in the second half. We got some points on the board. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We're also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you need tires, you need to check out Highway 160 Pit Stop in Gainesville. Highway 160 Pit Stop carries the major brands of tires for your vehicle. They also have agricultural tires and they repair tires. They also offer oil changes. They fix brakes and do front-end repair and alignments. Highway 160 Pit Stop is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5, and they're there Saturday mornings from 8 to noon if you can't make it during the week. Highway 160 Pit Stop, located at 166 First Street in Gainesville. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, a couple of great drives in the second half. First off, let's talk about halftime. You were down, I guess, what, 30, I guess it's 36 nothing.
It was 36, yes.
What was the atmosphere like at halftime? What did you have to say to the young men?
Well, we went in, you know, the kids, believe it or not, very positive in the locker room, almost almost too positive. But I just, you know, they were in good spirits, and, you know, to me, on a night like that, where you're playing a team like that, I didn't have a problem with it. You know, they were picking each other up. I think it was their way of dealing with the situation.
Right.
We went in and we talked about what we were going to do in the second half with them, and kids responded to it really well, and you know, they went out and played well too. And you know, we went out that first drive. That's still their starting defense.
Exactly.
And drove it down on that first defense and got points out of it. And that was, I thought, huge for our kids to get some momentum. The entire second half, I thought, was big momentum-wise going into this week. They subbed out. Coach Boulding he's a class act. I mean, it was, you know, after that first series, he threw in the reserve defense, and that led to some success too.
Right.
It was great. They're still going against a good defense, and kids were executing. They were clicking, and you know, that was more of the option game type stuff in the second half, and you know, it was hitting really well.
I want to talk about the fact, and you touched on it, the fact that they still had their first team defense in there. When you got that first touchdown of the second half, this is a defense that they'd only given up 20 points in the last three games combined.
Right.
And you moved the ball very well against them the first drive of the first half and then first drive of the second half.
Right. Well, that's, you know, our offensive line really, you know, going from the first series on, I mean, it just – Gabe Henderson and Hayden Strider, they were getting movement quite a bit against some very good defensive tackles. Luke Foreman is just phenomenal at tight end, phenomenal on defense. He's just a heck of a football player. And he had a great night for us. And, you know, Sam Crager hadn't played for us much this year. He got out there. He was doing a good job. Our offensive line had success. That's where I'm going with this. You know, we still got Trace Rick out there, sophomore. I mean, what's going through his mind when you go out there and you see the size of the defensive line that they had and the linebackers. Right. But, you know, for those kids to go out there, Junior and Isaac were clicking on the option, the mesh. You know, when we do pitch it, Reese and Brad are doing a great job. You know, they don't get a lot of carries, but when they do, they're hitting it in there hard, and they're blocking for each other, and they're doing a great job of that. So saw a lot of positives from the total offense there, especially in the second half. And I'm hoping that carries over into this week. And just judging by practice, I think we got a good chance to have a good week offensively.
You score on the first drive. Isaac McKay gets the touchdown run. Let's talk about that second drive. You picked up some big yardage. I know we're used to getting, you know, 3-4 yards, and you're great. You're happy with that. But
right.
That second drive, I mean, I'm looking at 11, 15. There's a 9, a 7 in there. Then the 11-yard touchdown run. Some big chunks. Moved the ball very well.
Right. They, you know, and the thing of it is, if they, you know, on the option, it's – sure, you're going to get 3.5 if that's what you get, that's what you want, but you will have some big plays. All it takes is one defender fitting in there wrong. You know, you don't play the pitch properly, or they, you know, sometimes a kid gets undisciplined on defense and they go to the pitch too early and leave the quarterback, and I saw some of that on film from them, and which told me there was a little bit of confusion on their part, and that means the mesh is starting to look better. They're having a hard time finding the football, and the offensive line was doing a great job, like I said. And you know, Junior's hard to bring down. You miss blocks sometimes, and Junior's still going to go get you 4 or 5. And he was running the ball hard. Riley Peters, I thought, when he was out there, did a great job for us. Those two drives, I couldn't have been happier. We were getting out of that what we needed to, I thought, to build some confidence.
One thing I want folks to understand is towards the end of the game, you had just, you know, less than a minute left, move the ball up. You were wanting, you know, I know the players, they wanted to score. They wanted to put some more points on the board.
Yes.
There's a reason why you didn't want to do that.
Yeah, we had and I have some experience on this, some stories I could tell why we did what we did. You know, Coach Bolding had subbed out. They I think they were capable of probably going on and putting more points on us, and it could have probably not been good for us. Hurt our morale. He did I've been in this situation as coach. I've been on both sides of this.
Right.
You know, and you know, we were driving on that last drive, and it's 36. You know, they've got 36, and we score again. We're going to be in the 20s, and he's looking at this going, okay, now it's tiebreaker points for the conference, and he's starting to look at it from a competitive standpoint. And I just happened to look over on the sideline, and he was pulling that first defense back up, and there's not much more frustrating to a coach than, you know, calling the dogs off, setting your starters over on the sideline. They get cold, and now you've got to insert them back in the game. And I don't want to punish Coach Bolding. And you know, he runs those kids back out there. One of them gets hurt. All we've done is teach Coach Bolding, you shouldn't have been nice to us. You shouldn't have been kind to us. And, you know, it's to me, it's teaching our kids class, a first-class program. And they were upset with me. They wanted to hurry up, especially, you know, they set the ball. I think there was like 25 seconds left. We could have snapped it another once or twice. We had timeouts too.
Right.
And I got a lot, you know, I had a lot of questions to answer after the game from kids, and a couple of parents want to know why in the world, you know, that's quitting, isn't it? And no, I was not quitting on our kids.
No.
That was returning the favor to Coach Bolding. They showed class. I wanted to extend that to him. And, you know, we had one situation in the past, and I'm not going to name what year, but we had a situation in the past where a team had done that for us, and we were hurry up, and we scored a lot of points on their backup defense, and they were not happy about it. And the next year, they let us have it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to set that atmosphere. We need to have a good relationship with these conference opponents, and it's the right thing to do.
Sure.
So
I mean, he did what he did. You know, and you don't want to have that backfire on them.
Right.
You know, I understand.
Right. Yeah. There's bigger picture things. There's the right way to do things. And the kids were upset, and I liked that they were upset.
You bet.
Because that's that competitive nature in them. And but after we explained it to them. We sat there on the field and talked about it right after it happened, and they understood. The kids that were upset came back later and said, I do understand that. And some of them even thanked us for it. So that was good to see that in our kids.
It was. All right, with Jacksonville tonight, we'll take a break, come back, and talk about the Titans here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Forget fuzzy investment approaches. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we can help you build an investment plan around your real-life needs and goals. With the help of our innovative investment planning technology, we'll construct a plan that's flexible enough to adapt to whatever life has in store for you. And you'll get regular updates on your progress toward your goals. It's investment planning that revolves around you, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Maddie, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
8 years in a row, winner for the best plumbing company in the Twin Lakes area is Dewey & Sons Plumbing. That's right, Dewey & Sons is number one again. Alfred and Chad Dewey and their staff want to say thank you for your continued trust in them. When it comes to plumbing, call the number one plumbing company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, located on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Call the plumber number, 425-4868. That's the plumber number, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons Plumbing, serving the Twin Lakes area for over 39 years.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mount Vernon, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mount Vernon, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. The Bombers in Jacksonville tonight to take on the Titans. And Brian, this is a Jacksonville team. Last couple of weeks, they played very well against Searcy and shut down their passing game. Defensively did a good job. It was close for a while last week against Jonesboro. They're playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, they were in the game last week at halftime. It's a competitive ball game at halftime against Jonesboro. So to me, that right there in itself tells you something. And you mentioned them shutting down Searcy's passing game. I think they are the only team to have done that.
Yes.
Searcy is throwing it all over everyone. So that tells you, I think, about the type of athletes they have on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively, they've got, in my opinion, the best dual threat quarterback in the conference, at least. That H.D. Martin kid, and he is he's special as a runner. He may be the best running back we see, and he's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
He can throw it too, and he's got a kid right next to him that can hit it in there with some power and has some speed. So, you know, they're going to mesh almost every play. They'll mesh, and you don't know which one has it. And you got to be prepared for both, and then they'll pull it and throw it, and they've got some kids they can just throw it up to. Watching on film, they threw one up in triple coverage against Jonesboro. Kid comes down with it in the back of the end zone. Kids that can just get up and jump and go high point the ball. And so a big challenge for our defense. Again, you know, these teams that spread you out, you have to defend everything. And, you know, last year they really couldn't throw it out there to the receivers, and it was pretty obvious.
Right.
And so you could just gang up on the run, and then you could contain the quarterback. And this year it's, you know, you got to pick your poison a little bit. But, you know, we've got, I think, our defensive coaches, this is probably, in my opinion, and we'll see how it goes during the game, but this is probably the best defensive plan we've put together. I've got a lot of confidence in it. Doesn't mean we're going to stop them every time. It doesn't mean we're going to stop them at all. But I feel really good that our defense has really shown some improvement this week. Yes, it's a big challenge, but our kids have some confidence. So hopefully we can get it done.
You talked about H.D. Martin, the quarterback. Hey, their tailback, Sean Ellis. I know a lot of folks are interested in him as well. He's a talent.
I think both of them play on Saturday. That's just, you know, I don't know to what level for the Ellis kid, but the Martin kid, possibly even, you know, Division I school. You know, I know they feel that way, a small Division I school, but, you know, he's got that type of athleticism, maybe not as a quarterback. You know, he may move on in college and play slot receiver, running back, something like that. But it's a big challenge. Jonesboro, I think, twice, he broke out of three or four tackles. One of them, he went 75 yards for a touchdown.
Wow.
And you got four Jonesboro kids that have him. He's running down the sideline, and they've got the angle on him. If you stop the play, you just, okay, he's not going to score. He pulls away and scores.
Wow.
That tells you it's speed, it's lateral quickness. It's when I say Michael Vick, it's, you know, he can cut and make you miss, but he can run away from you with his speed. So, and then, like I said, he can throw it. So it'll be tough. He's one that you think the play's over, and then he squirts out of there and he's still got it. We got to tackle him when we do get to him.
Tell us about Jacksonville defensively.
Well, it's you know, when you run what we run, it's, you watch the exchange films, and of course almost everybody runs the spread. So, you know, you see their base defense against the spread, and it's a 4-2-5, but we have to look at it and go, okay, but what are they going to do to us?
Right.
And but they'll run a 4-2-5. They've got some big defensive tackles. They've got some kids behind that can run to space. They have given up some points this year, so if you look at it from that standpoint, that's encouraging. But a lot of what I've seen them give up is in the passing game. Mm-hmm. They are pretty good up front on the defensive side. I do think we can formation them a little bit and hopefully get some windows there to run into, and we've just got to block. We've got to stay on our blocks. We've got to get out of our stance. And again, we've had our best week of practice, both sides of the football, I feel. And if we'll execute, we've got a chance to move the ball and get some points. I think we'll see a 5-3 more so than we will the 4-2-5. That's what they did last year. They were in a 4-2-5 and come out against us, and they play the 5-3. But if we spread them out, you might see some of the four-man set.
Big one tonight for the Bombers as far as the conference race is concerned and playoffs. We'll talk about that. We continue here in just a moment on the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go: Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation. Fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company has been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you need tires, you need to check out Highway 160 Pit Stop in Gainesville. Highway 160 Pit Stop carries the major brands of tires for your vehicle. They also have agricultural tires and they repair tires. They also offer oil changes. They fix brakes and do front end repair and alignments. Highway 160 Pit Stop is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5, and they're there Saturday mornings from 8 to noon if you can't make it during the week. Highway 160 Pit Stop, located at 166 First Street in Gainesville. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Mountain Home tonight getting set to take on Jacksonville. And, Brian, you look at the conference standings. We know the six teams from the conference will get into the playoffs. And this is one you need to get tonight, isn't it?
Well, I feel like if we're going to make the playoffs, it's a must win. We haven't said a whole lot of that to the kids in practice, but they know. They know it's a big game. We've got the two best teams in the conference from what everybody tells us out of the way. Now, I think there's a couple more down the road that are have climbed this year, right, and really improved, and I think they may be in that level. But this is a game, if we're going to make the playoffs, I just feel like we have to win it. It's a big challenge, but, if we'll play well, I think we can. This is huge. This is probably the biggest game of the year so far.
Injuries, of course, we've talked about all year. We've got the four that are out for the season we've talked about. Going to get at least David Wehmeyer back tonight, right?
We're going to get David back. He's practiced all week. Of course, now Batesville, same thing. And I think he played one series, and then it was just acted back up. So hopefully we can, he can make it through the entire game. He hasn't had any problems in practice so far this week. So that's huge for us. David is just – he's such a key member of this team. And there's some things both sides of the ball that we can and cannot do with or without him. I mean, he's very important to us. So hopefully he can make it through the game pain free. And I think he knows the importance of the game as well, kind of going back to the playoffs. But he has not had any pain. I've asked him every day, about once every 15 minutes, how you feeling? And he's, I'm fine, coach. But Lathan tried to go this week. He's not ready yet. Seth Bashirs is out for the year. He's had a wrist injury. We lost him this week, so you might see some shuffling there at receiver and maybe some more two tight end sets. But, it's been one of those seasons for us, obviously, with the injuries. But, hopefully we can stay healthy down the stretch.
One thing I know you wanted to talk about is the fans last week.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, they were great, as always, at home, weren't they?
Well, yes. And, we get so caught up in the game, I don't know that I ever turn around and look. And it's David Martin helps us out. He came over to me about 2 minutes ago in the game, and he said, there's a lot of people stayed here tonight. Despite that the game at halftime was going to be a mercy rule. And we just want to say – I want to say thank you. The coaches, on their behalf as well, they all said it in the office. That means a lot to the kids. We were down in the locker room, and a couple of coaches said the kids were talking about that. And so for those that stuck with us, it does. Don't think it's not noticed. It's very appreciated, and it means a lot to those kids. They work really hard. They're there in the summer, and just year round almost anymore. It seems like right. Kids are putting time into their athletics, and so Friday night's it for them. That's the payoff, and it means a lot. It does, win or lose. The people that are up in the bleachers, I just want to say thank you.
All right, let's talk about the matchup tonight and keys. What do you have to do to win tonight?
Offensively, we have to execute play after play. Again, no penalties, no turnovers. We got to get points out of our drives. I think we'll have to hit some play action passes to win the game. We've worked pretty hard on that, and it's been our best week in the passing game at practice, so hopefully that'll carry over into the game. And defensively, we've got to corral that backfield tandem. I think they're going to hit some big plays in the passing game, but if we can force them to throw the ball to win, I like our chances. We've got to force them to throw it, though. The scramble is their most dangerous play, so when he tucks it and runs, we've got to get to him and corral him. We found some things on film and special teams that we think give us a chance to generate some big plays. Hopefully we can do that. Special teams, I think, may be a factor. It could be a tight game all the way down the fourth quarter. So we've got to make sure our special teams are ready, and they've had a great week too. I'm hoping the week of practice translates into a win for us, because it's been a great week of practice.
All right, Brian, good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Brian Maddox, head coach of the Bombers. We'll take a break. We'll join you live from Jacksonville coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Baskin Robbins, Nasari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. Stay tuned, there's more pregame to come here on Classic Hits 101.7.